الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. والصفوة الخيرة من أصحابه المنتجبين. دعاء اليوم 17 17th of Ramadan by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم اهدني فيه لصالح الأعمال، واقض لي فيه الحوائج والآمال، يا من لا يحتاج إلى التفسير والسؤال، يا عالما بما في صدور العالمين، صل على محمد وآله الطاهرين. When the deceased is carried to his or her final destination, the grave, three groups follow this coffin and the janazah. Group one, number one, the family. And group number one, the state and the assets and the wealth and the money that he or she leaves behind. And number three, the deeds that he or she accomplished in their life. But two of those groups are going to retreat and return, and they would not stay with the person. Obviously, his family are not going to stay with him. The family, no matter how sad and disturbed they are, they're going to cast the final glance at him or her, and then they start pouring the dirt on their loved one. Nobody is ready to go inside the grave. So the family are going to leave their loved ones, and they leave the cemetery. They leave the gravesite. They don't stay there. I know some mothers, fathers, husbands are loyal to their loved ones. They go once in a while to the cemetery to recite Fatiha, to recite Quran, dua for their loved ones. But they cannot go inside the grave. The second group, which is not going to join the deceased in his or her grave, is the wealth, the money. He leaves it in his bank account. All what we take from this dunya, from the money that we collect in this dunya, is something worth $50 or $70, no more than that. And that thing is kafan. Nothing, none of our belongings are going to be with us. We leave them behind. In some ancient civilizations, they bury gold, silver, jewelry, money with the deceased, thinking that one day he's going to wake up in his grave and he needs to use his wealth. But that would not happen. I know in other cultures they bury photos and pictures inside the grave. But that is waste of money. because it is going to turn into dirt. He's not going to use none of these. The wealth is left behind. The wealth that belongs to us is the amount that we used while we are alive. After that, it's not ours. So if you want to enjoy your money, enjoy it now. Don't postpone, don't collect money and say for one day. That day may never come and you would regret. Especially those who do not pay zakat. The Quran says, لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا, bring me back so I can pay my zakat. Those who continue to postpone the zakat, they decide to pay their dues, their zakat in Ramadan, but shaitan comes to them and he says, yeah, this Ramadan is going fast. Leave it for next Ramadan. And next Ramadan comes and goes and they don't pay. And Ramadan after that, until Israel arrives and knocks at their door and say, no more Ramadan. You had 60 Ramadan, 70 Ramadans. You didn't pay. So the wealth also is going to leave us. One thing is going to go inside the grave. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونٌ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Your good deeds, only your good deeds are going to go with you inside. The Prophet says, فَيَرْجَعُ إِثْنَانٌ وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ. Two of them are going to retreat, the family and the wealth. وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ. Only one is going to stay with the deceased in his or her grave. And if the deeds are good, they're going to shield him, protect him against fear, against the solitude of the grave. وَحْشَةُ الْقَبْرِ. The grave is very dark, is very frightening. The Prophet ﷺ says, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَمْرًا فَضِيعًا إِلَّا وَالْقَبْرُ أَفْضَعُ مِنْهُ. Never I have seen something scary in my life, but I remember that the grave is more scary than it. The scariest thing. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرٌ. If people reject faith, it's going to backfire against them. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِأَنفُسِهِمْ يَمْهَدُونَ. But if you do good, you are doing good for yourself in your grave. You are furnishing your grave for yourself, sending the furniture. Do not postpone the good deeds. Don't say my children are going to pay and I'm going to do. Believe me, your children are not going to remember you. I know many Muslim children in this community, in this country, they burn their fathers and mothers after death. They cremate them, you know? We have these stories happening almost every day. They call us here, they say, the boy is burning his father's body. He doesn't want to bury him. He doesn't want to spend money on his burial. Because a cremation costs $700, while burial costs, let's say, $4,000, $5,000. So he wants to save money. He burns his mother's body. Do not rest your hope on your son, on your daughter. They're going to betray you. Your children, they're already betraying you in this dunya while you are still alive. Do you think they're going to care about you when you die? You have to care about yourself. There was a master in a village who had a servant. The servant was very wise. The master was stingy, bakhil. Allah has given him lands, properties, money. But anytime they come to him, they tell him, come and spend on this local mosque, local orphanage, a clinic, pave the way, the road in the village. He says, after my death, after my death, after my death. He keeps saying, I wrote in my will, and all these things are going to happen after my death. And this servant would listen to this. But the servant had hikmah, wisdom, and basira, inner sight. So one day he wanted to give his master a practical example that do not postpone the good deeds after until your death. Don't. This is dangerous. You cannot guarantee that your family, your wife, your children are going to help you out. Don't do that. So he used to carry the light for him when he goes from one place into another. One night, he told him to prepare the light because he wants to go to visit some friend. He said, yes, sir, I'm going to prepare it. And the master came down, but the servant was not ready. So he kept calling on him, Fulan, where are you? I have to leave. I'm late. He tells him, yeah, I'm coming. But he would not come. So the master did not want to miss his appointment. So he started moving. But every now and then he turns to his back and calls upon his servant, Fulan, where are you? Come, I have to see my way. And then he would trip and fall down, stand again, trips again because the road was not paved. Until he reached his destination, he was very, very angry, very frustrated at the servant. When he reached his destination, the servant came to him. He said, here I am. This is the light. He said to him, now, look at me. Do you bring it now? I was calling on you. Are you stupid? He said to him, no, I'm not. I wanted you to learn a lesson. People come to you and say, give us money. You say, after my death. Help us out after my death. Do this good deeds, baqiyatu salihat, you say, after my death. The example of that is the example of the light coming after you reach your destination. After the journey is over, the light comes. What are you going to do with the light? Nothing. It's not going to benefit you. You need the light before you, not behind you. This is a lesson for us, for all of us. If you want to do good thing, do it in your lifetime. Do not trust your family that my family, I'm leaving this estate, and they going to do my sons, my daughters, my wife. They're going to take care of me and remember me after my death. They would never remember you, believe me. Do it during your lifetime. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوا. When you advance the good deeds in your lifetime, you're going to see it after your death. You're going to go to a grave that has light. It's not scary. Because you have chosen the furniture yourself, the design. You have chosen that yourself. So when you go inside the grave is already well lit and well furnished and ready for you. تَجِدُوا وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. When you send it ahead, you will find it there. Therefore, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wa salam says, لا تكن ممن يرجو الآخرة بغير عمل. Do not be part of those who wish to be successful and saved in the day of judgment while they have done nothing بغير عمل. Akhirah requires عمل. إنما الدنيا بالأموال والآخرة بالأعمال. Dunya, if you want your dunya, if you want entertainment in dunya, you have to have money. If you seek entertainment in akhirah, you have to have amal, good deeds. You have to accomplish good deeds. The Prophet says, Allahumma ihdini, O my Lord, guide me. Guide me. Fihi lisalih al-a'mal. On this day, to the good deeds. To the good deeds. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر. We are in constant loss. Look at yourself. We are aging. Are we getting younger? We're not getting younger. Are you getting healthier day by day? No. Age takes a toll on you. You are not getting healthier. You are not getting stronger. You are not getting younger. You are moving to your final destination. إن الإنسان لفي خسر. Verily, mankind, insan, is in constant loss. Illa, except this group. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Faith alone does not work, does not help. Faith has to be translated into actions. Daily actions, not monthly or yearly. Daily actions, hourly actions, good deeds. Illa alladhina amanu. وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. And God says, when you work, we save your work for you. It's not going to disappear. It's not going to go away. We save it. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Whether male or female, when they do good, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, while they have faith. Because some people, they do good, but they have no faith. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, while they are having faith in God and a trust in God. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. In the other life, he should not worry about himself. His hayat is going to be beautiful, طيب. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ, and we will. Lam means will. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. We will reward their good deeds in the akhirah with the best price in the market. Allah gives the best price, not the least, the most. The most, because Allah is generous. Allah is trying to find excuses to help you, just to help you. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. So when you work, your work, if people do not appreciate, if your husband does not appreciate, if your wife does not appreciate, if people in the community do not appreciate, God does appreciate. وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهِ. Three groups they appreciate your good deeds. Allah, وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهِ أَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ, the Apostle, Prophet Muhammad, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ, الْمُؤْمِنُونَ آلُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهُمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Therefore, the Prophet says, every single day, when you do good deeds, أعمالكم تعرض عليكم. Allah allow us to Allah allow us to see your good deeds. The Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, they see your good deeds. And now Al-Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, he can see your good deeds. And tomorrow Laylatul Qadr, your good deeds are presented to him. Our deeds, whether good or bad, they are presented to him, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, during Laylatul Qadr. Why the Prophet says لصالح الأعمال? Because some of the أعمال are not صالح, are fasid, are corrupt. Some of the أعمال, how does the أعمال become corrupt? When you do not do it for the sake of God, you do it for the sake of fame. You do it for the sake of recognition by humans, not recognition by Allah. Becomes fasid. It corrupts the deed. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. When you do, the niyyah has to be for God. I don't wait for people to mention my name. No. Even if they don't mention my name, Allah knows my name. Allah knows my name. I don't have to go and tell people that I did it. As long as God knows, it's enough for me. Because I am waiting for the return, not from people, from God. And Allah لا تخفى عليه خافية. Allah don't think, we sometimes we don't hear very good, we don't see, we forget, we get confused in the names. Allah, none of these things happen to him. He knows exactly. When you give him in secret, الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيًا. Imam Ali, his pocket was always empty. One day he got four dirham. I see some of the kids, they don't have money, but the day they get money, they go and donate the money. Imam Ali, he made 4 dirhams. He gave one during the day, one during the night, one in secret, one in public. Allah recorded this act in Surah Al-Baqarah. الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا in secret وَعَلَانِيًا in public. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْسَنُونَ. They have their reward saved for them with their Lord. On the Day of Judgment, they shall not fear, neither get confused. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْسَنُونَ. They never get sad on that day. When they give for the sake of God. The points are increased there. So do not spoil your good deeds by expecting people to recognize you. لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. Do not. Do it for the sake of God. والعمل الصالح. Allah says the good deeds, we raise it. والعمل الصالح نرفعه. The good deeds has a power that would lift it up. But the bad deed does not have that power. The first story in the history of mankind. First story. What is the first story? Of donation. Qabil and Habil. Allah says, give me donation. Habil went, he was a farmer. He chose the best product, the best produce to give to God. Qabil was cheating. Qabil did not give the best. Whatever was dead and spoiled and went bad and, you know, corrupt, he gathered that thinking that God does not understand. In America, sometimes people, whatever broken furniture they have, they send it to the masjid. Whatever broken furniture. They don't give. The day that they give, they bring something broken. I've seen it. Allah says, if you give something good, why do you give it broken? Broken, give it to the recycle. Don't give it to me, because when you give to the mosque, you are giving to God. Masjid, Baytullah, the house that belongs to God. It's not the property of someone. Allah is the owner of the masjid. So Qabil gave a broken product. Allah says in the Quran, فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخِرِ. We accepted the donation, the sacrifice of Habil. We rejected the sacrifice of Qabil. قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّهِ. Qabil became jealous of his brother Habil. He said, I will murder you. So remember, the bad donation would lead into murder, into another crime. One crime leads into another crime. Are you with me? This is a formula. When you do something bad, give bad donation, that bad donation is not only is going to be rejected, but it would lead into another crime, another violation. قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah looks at the hearts. Before he looks at hands, what you give in your hand, he looks at your hearts, the intention. Sometimes you give something symbolic, one dirham, one loaf of bread, but with good heart, good intention, Allah says, this is in my eyes, billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. This is the wealth in my eyes. Because Allah looks at the intention, at your intention. The hadith says, مَا عَمِلَ مَنْ لَمْ يَحْفَظْ لِسَانَهُ. Some of the deeds that are going to be spoiled and burned when we hurt people with our tongue. It's going to be spoiled. The amal is not going to be accepted. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثلاثة لا ينفع معهن عمل. Three acts are going to destroy your good deeds. What are these three acts? Number one, الشرك بالله. Polytheism, rejecting God. Associating partners with God. Act of shirk, polytheism. It's going to destroy your good deeds. Second, وعقوق الوالدين. Being undutiful to your parents. Not being kind to your parents. How many of you remembered his or her parents during the month of Ramadan? Have you remembered them? If you are far from you, do you call them? Do you greet them? If they are dead, do you remember them with Quran, with charity? حقوق الوالدين. Being any dutiful to your parents is going to destroy your good deeds. Second. Third, والفرار من الزحف. To run away from military, Islamic military, with the Prophet, with the Imam. In the middle of the battlefield, someone makes a U-turn and runs away. And many people did it with the Prophet in the Battle of Uhud. Battle of Uhud. There were hundreds of people with the Prophet. Only six remained with him. The rest, if tus'idun. Look at this book, Surah Al-Imran. Read the story here. They run away. Al-fararu min al-zahf. They run away. They left the Prophet alone. They ran away. They betrayed the Prophet. The Prophet was almost killed. He was heavily wounded. And there was only... one man, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, his cousin. Az-Zubayr, unfortunately, Az-Zubayr did not have good ending. Az-Zubayr also was killed in the Battle of Jamal. I'm going to speak about the Battle of Jamal tomorrow. Unfortunately. He had good beginning, but not good ending. This is why I always ask Allah to make your ending good. Up to the last second of your journey, good and pure. And al-amal al-salih also, besides seeking Allah's pleasure and satisfaction, is when you do your work good. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna Allah yuhibbu idha amila ahadukum amalan an yutqinah." God loves to see when someone is doing anything in any capacity. Whether you are a farmer, whether you are a barber, whether you are a, you know, blacksmith, whether you are, whatever you are doing, do it good, do it perfect. Don't do it 50% and leave the other 50%. In whatever capacity you are. Not necessarily the money that, the work that brings you money. When you work at home, when you work in the masjid, when you work in the street, do it good, do it right, and finish it. Do not go halfway through. Allah loves you to finish it. The Prophet was burying Fatima bint Asad, the mother of Imam Ali. Fatima bint Asad in Medina. He was burying her. When he puts her in her grave, he was adjusting the stones neatly in a nice way. Someone said, "Ya Rasulullah, she's dead and those are stones." He said, "Yes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves for us to perfect our work, to make it good." Yes, it is a cemetery. This is not a park. This is not a living room. But still, when you do something, do it beautiful. Many Muslims, when they do their work, they do it crooked. They don't do it neatly and nicely. Try to bring someone Muslim to your house, to work on your house, and sometimes bring someone who's non-Muslim, and see who does the work better.
We have exceptions, few exceptions.
So we have to do the work. ما من شيء أحب إلى الله عز وجل من عمل يداوض عليه وإن قل. The Prophet says, when you do something, even if that thing is little, continue. Continuity. Do not make it halfway through. Continue your work until you finish it, even if it is small. Allah loves to see the job being finished. They say that there was a king, a monarch, who had ministers. He wanted to test them and test their faith and give them an example for their akhirah. So he said to them, each one of you tomorrow morning carries a bag and goes to this farmland. There are fruits, vegetables. Try to put them in this bag and bring them back to the palace. In the morning they left, carrying huge bags. They went to the farmland and they started collecting. The first minister, first wazir, was very meticulous. He was taking what is really good and he would keep the fasid, the corrupt, the spoiled away. Only puts the good product in this bag. The second minister, he was a bit careless, so he would put good and bad in the same bag. The third minister was really corrupt. He didn't care. Whatever spoiled product was there, he would put them in the bag and he would say to himself, the king is not going to come and inspect this bag. He doesn't know. He just sent us to the field. He doesn't know what we collected. So he would not care. So they came to the palace. The king asked them, did you collect? They said, yes, your majesty. He said, okay, I want to come and inspect. He came, he saw the first bag. Alhamdulillah, good products. The first minister, he presented him with very good, excellent products. The second minister was half and half. The third shaitan minister, he didn't do a good job. He did very terrible job. The king said, I am going to lock you down in a room for 1 month, nothing with you except your bags that you collected. The only food they have is the bag that they collect for 1 month. So the first minister, he had good product, he enjoyed the good food, while the third one, he died of hunger. The king said, this is the dunya in relation to the akhirah. In relation to that, do you want to survive in the akhirah? Do good here, good products. Do good products so you can see it right before your eyes in the akhirah. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا. The good deeds, you will see it twice, in this life and in the next. The bad deed also is going to be seen twice by us, by the perpetrators. One here and the second in the akhir. Inshallah, tomorrow, the first night of Qadr, we present good a'mal, inshallah, and good charity, and good sadaqah, and good dua, and good intentions. During Laylatul Qadr, make intention to serve others. Not during the same night, during the next year, next 365 days. Make intention that you be good to your parents, to your family, to your community, to your neighborhood, to your country, to your society, and to human being. Allahumma akhbar lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat wa ajjil fi faraj sayyidina wa maulana sahib al asr wal zaman wa ila arwah al mu'mineen wal mu'minat thawab al fatiha ma'a salati ala muhammadin wa ali muhammad.